T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More than 90% of the NYCHA public housing developments in New York City are not required to have fire sprinklers. Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King wants to change that. He's backing legislation that would help retrofit older public high-rises with fire sprinklers. Congressman King is on our newsline. Congressman, what would the Public Housing Fire Safety Act do?
Basically, right now, 296 out of the 316 NYCHA projects, housing developments in New York, do not have fire sprinklers. And these are the high rises. And so more than any other city in the country, the U.S., New York City will be affected the most, because New York was the basically the first to go with large-scale public housing, high-rise public housing. And when the law was passed, it exempted everyone before 1992. Well, that's when almost all of the public housing developments in New York were constructed. So we're talking about thousands and thousands of people being at risk. And to me, I can't imagine really many fates worse than being trapped in a high-rise fire. And so this is something that I think is essential. Congressman Rose and I have introduced the legislation. It's to mandate that all public housing, all high-rise public housing developments have sprinkler systems. Again, these are people who very often are not wealthy, obviously not wealthy. They're having a tough time to begin with, and they're living in a high-rise development. And to be at risk of losing their life or losing all their family belongings because of a fire, simply because it's not a sprinkler system, is just wrong.
So would this mandate that a municipality, say New York City with NYCHA, retrofit these pre-1992 buildings with fire sprinklers?
Yeah, that would be done. Obviously, there could be instances where there have to be exceptions made or modifications, but it would set up a grant system out of the Department of Housing and Urban Development for public housing authorities who wish to retrofit them. And it would involve collecting data on the various systems. And again, there would be then grants made available by the Housing and Urban Development.
Retrofitting can be expensive. I know right away there are people listening saying, all right, how are we going to pay for this?
Well, again, this is all part of the process. This bill starts out, then we'll have hearings. There'll be appropriations made to get the money that is either needed or the money that can be afforded. And it may have to come at the expense of something else. It may be something that starts out slower than we'd like. But the idea is, if we don't get started somewhere, it's never going to be done. And my understanding is that 81% of residences, that the rate of death is 81% higher in residences that do not have public sprinkler systems. So, again, this can't be done overnight. It's going to cost something. But the idea is to get the process started and see where it goes, with the goal of having all public housing developments, high-rise developments, having this type of protection.
Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King is working with Staten Island Democrat Max Rose on the Public Housing Fire Safety Act. Congressman King, thank you for talking with us today.
Steve, thank you very much. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.